Penguin Random House Audio presents The Vietnam War, An Intimate History by Jeffrey C. Ward, with an introduction by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick, based on a documentary film by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick. Read for you by Brian Corrigan and Fred Sanders.
Introduction by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick. On April 23, 1975, President Gerald R. Ford was scheduled to give the keynote address at the Tulane University Convocation in New Orleans. As the president took the stage, more than 100,000 North Vietnamese troops were massing on the outskirts of Saigon, having overrun almost all of South Vietnam in just 3 months. 30 years after the United States first became involved in Southeast Asia, 10 years after the Marines had landed in Da Nang, the ill-fated country for which more than 58,000 Americans had died was on the verge of defeat. "We, of course, are saddened indeed by the tragic events in Indochina," the president said. He reminded the subdued crowd that 160 years earlier, America had recovered from another conflict in which she had suffered humiliation and a measure of defeat, the War of 1812. And promised that the nation would once again regain the sense of pride that existed before Vietnam. But he continued to thunderous applause, "It cannot be achieved by refighting a war that is finished as far as America is concerned." The time had come, the president said, to unify, to bind up the nation's wounds, and begin a great national reconciliation. Just 7 days later, North Vietnamese